beating procrastination. Whether we are inspired or not, we will always have to fight procrastination. There are always distractions and excuses to prevent us from reaching our goals and keep us running behind schedule. Fortunately, there are steps that everyone can take to limit distractions and improve both the creative process and productivity. Get rid of clutter. It may seem innocuous, but clutter has very real and damaging effects. It will increase stress and create distractions that damage your creative process while encouraging procrastination. Simply getting rid of unnecessary clutter is enough to prevent procrastination in many instances. Create a clutter-free environment by removing all non-essential items from the workspace. This includes trash, old papers, and gadgets. You should feel free, however, to keep inspirational items such as art to encourage you in your own creative process. Steps to being clutter-free. Remove unnecessary items. Clean up the area at the end of each workday. Keep everything organized and put things back where they go. Do not allow other people to clutter up your office. Have space chosen for items before you bring them into your work area. Self-impose limitations. Procrastination is often caused by limitations that we place on ourselves, the hidden belief that we are not capable of reaching our goals. The best way to break through these limitations is a change of mindset. Look at the situation honestly and create the situations that force you to act. For example, making public announcements or placing short deadlines will provide enough stress to increase adrenaline and create focus. It is important not to go overboard when creating stressful situations. While short deadlines will increase adrenaline, impossible deadlines will only create a cycle of failure, which leads to further procrastination. Build on small successes. When attempting to decrease procrastination and motivate yourself to move forward, it is essential that you focus on success. The best way to accomplish this is by setting small goals that you know you can achieve, such as reading for 10 or 15 minutes a day, or walking for a short time before work. If you begin with activities that you know you can achieve, you will create an environment of success. Encouraged by your own achievements, you will be able to slowly build on your success until you reach your long-term goal. When you believe that it is possible to complete a task, you will be less likely to procrastinate on your work. Don't start at the beginning. When you are thinking creatively, it is not necessary to complete tasks in a linear manner. Sometimes the beginning of a project is the most difficult. Rather than getting stuck at the beginning, move on to a portion of the project that you can complete and go back to the beginning later. For example, many writers choose to leave the introductions to their stories at the very end and tie all of the events together. It does not matter where you begin in the project, as long as you are able to connect all the portions of the project together. Case study. Jennifer had goals and ideas, but she found herself consistently procrastinating. She would become momentarily distracted only to find herself looking at the clock to see 20 minutes had passed since she'd looked away from the task at hand. After talking to her mentor, she decided to remove the clutter from her workspace. She organized her office so that everything had a place. She removed some of the toys and gadgets that she found distracting. She did keep a motivational poster, but everything else in the office was work-related. The first week was difficult, but Jennifer was able to see progress after a while. Soon, she was spurred on by her own success. Which type of non-essential items can you keep? Inspirational. Useful. Interesting. None.